For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
And buttermen, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It's a beautiful sunny day.
Yeah.
Joburg. The pool is here.
Yep.
Sol is here.
Yeah, yes.
Ghost Lady is here.
I'm here.
You are here watching wherever you're watching from. We appreciate, we love you all, chillers. Chillers worldwide.
Great.
Yeah. We got chillers everywhere, bro.
Everywhere, man. Different quotes.
We must actually do a thing where we try to find where the furthest chiller is in the world.
Oh, flip. Mm. That's so cool from us, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Because I've seen oaks in Manchester, London.
That's normal.
That's normal, man.
So we're looking for some... In the Philippines, you know?
Yeah.
In Jamaica.
North Pole.
Yeah.
Antarctica.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Anyway, speaking about chillers, last time we played some voice notes, I got a few more voice notes.
Oh, those were cool.
Yeah, those were cool. I really like them, man. Yeah. So before we get into the shits, let's play some voice notes and hear what the chillers want to know. Okay, here we go. First voice note. Are you ready, Saul?
Ready.
Okay, here we go. Oh, shit. Let me plug this in. Technology 101. Mm. Radio 101. It's like doing a link and the mic is off.
Okay. Some DJs would... should actually do a link while the mic is off. Some of them should actually try that. We'll have fun.
All right, here we go. Can you hear that song?
I can't hear anything.
Neither can I.
So it's not playing because I can hear myself. So
yeah.
I'm hearing this.
Is it the cable?
Yeah.
It was the cable. There we go.
Hi, guys. This is Bongani, a.k.a. Candles from the Valley in front of Bell Park.
Bongani.
I've always wanted to find out from Mac G. There's a guy by the name of JJ. Does he still have a relationship with him? Because I know at some point they were really tight, Livermore and them. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to find out.
Oh, JJ Sessing.
Oh, Sessing.
Yeah. He's famously known for Oscar Man. Hey, that put him on.
Yes,
that
big time. Because it's been around, but when he got on that thing, it's like, yeah.
Yeah. You know, he actually started Rock the Girls Condoms.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, JJ. Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Because he was working at MTV and we were traveling at the time. So I think that's when we went to Nigeria or Angola somewhere. Mm. So on the way back from the plane, it was when the time like Rock the Girls was just starting to boom.
I remember, yeah.
He's like, yo, why don't you guys do condoms? I'm like, nah.
Yeah, dope.
Yeah, and then we chopped it up. So I introduced him to Mo and Bobster. And then we chopped it up and then we started Rock the Girls Condoms.
So you guys are still tight?
Not as we once were, but we cool.
Like, it's cordial.
No
beef.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you guys were just like brand ambassadors or what?
What do you mean?
For Rock the Girls.
So what do you mean? He was the owner?
Yeah.
No.
It was it became a collective.
A collective. Yeah.
Yeah, he booked me for a New Year's Eve gig that he did recently in the Val.
Oh, beautiful.
Where King Manada was there. King Manada was like the headline act.
Nice.
Oh,
during
that
year when he dropped that sleeping song.
Oh.
Idibala.
Yeah.
And the guys from the Val is asking this question. So that's why.
Yeah,
that's why he's asking that. Oh, dope.
He introduced me to Lulu Cafe because he used to book me out there in the Val and Speedster as well. Yeah.
Yeah, he's from the Val also.
Yeah. Anyway, got a question here. Ghost Lady, this might be a little bit personal. So I heard she wants a little Nwana.
Yeah.
So my question is, if she found out that Mnaga can't produce anymore, how would it affect her and her marriage?
Oh.
I'm asking because someone close is dating a guy that takes out water. So she's not sure what to do.
Hmm.
Ouch. Takes out water.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is very sad, but
something we know nothing about. No.
We
got proof.
You know
I've got proof.
One child could be easy, and next one could be hot. You never know. So every no, don't say that. Don't say that. You know, it could just be easy. Ah, okay, yeah.
And that was the last one.
Exactly, you know.
Shame.
But if we couldn't have another child, it's okay. Mm. Yeah, it's okay.
Adoption?
I think even, yeah, I'd actually love adoption. And yeah. luckily, I've actually kind of like put it in Naga's head and he's willing for adoption.
You can adopt Saul. Remember, he did save Naga's father.
So at the end of the day, it's okay. Like, I'm open for it. Because even... we discussed it before we even had our first child. Like, what if we never had kids? And he's like, hey, it is what it is and it's okay.
So you're not going to do the whole thing of exhaust every medical remedy for the problem?
I would. Okay, like, you know, cool. Maybe do the in vitro, all of these, IVF and what.
In vitro, which one is that one?
It's when you actually... the thing is, there's different kinds of IVFs. Mm. Some, it's when they do the insemination, like...
artificial.
Like from the lab. No, it's not artificial. It's like from the lab.
Okay.
Whereas you have to ejaculate in the cup and then it's put in the woman. If that doesn't work...
that is artificial insemination.
Yeah, well, it is actually. Yeah. Or they actually have to take my egg and then take his sperm and use... like, actually do the... make the baby. And
like what Kim Kardashian did, ne?
Yeah, I think so.
A surrogate? What if the problem was with you? Would you... not the problem, but...
yeah.
You know what I mean? Would you do a surrogate?
Of course, I would. I'm open for all of these things. And beautiful. I think from way back, I've always thought about it. It was like, if Mary got pregnant and did not sleep with Joseph, that means there was some surrogacy going on here.
It's been around. Would you freeze the eggs and stuff?
Nah, not to that extent. I'm not that ambitious, yeah. I'm not that ambitious, but it is available out there as an option.
Yeah,
for women to take and for families.
It's a good question because it's normally the woman that's under pressure to produce babies.
That's true. And a lot of times when they're not having babies, it's normally like people assume, it's the dude.
Yeah.
Always. And sometimes it does happen that the guy is the one with the issues.
No, but first the assumption is that it's the woman.
The woman, yes.
No, the first assumption is the woman.
First, yes. She can't bear kids.
Until you have to, because obviously men, they also have to go like for testing. And that's where they can test your sperm. Mm. Like how fast it moves or what, can it travel or how long it even lasts.
Mine travels, eh?
The assumption, I think the assumption is with a guy.
Fast lane.
I think the assumption is with men, we see sperm, right? And a lot of times people think you just need to see, or rather, semen, right?
Oh.
We're men who see men. We see men, or we see the semen and we assume it's healthy.
Yeah.
As opposed to, we don't see the eggs. We hear y'all got eggs, you know
but
what I mean?
Even the semen that you see, you could have semen, but it could be like literally, not to say like, useless, but because it has to be tested, because you'd find that it cannot actually travel, its speed, mobilities, these things that they call it, like
it's seamen who are lost at sea. You can't navigate to their destination.
Yeah, it's
can't get to the port.
Dead, you know, so it's,
can't
can't get to your bay.
cool, man. Let's move on to the next one. All right, cool. Can you hear this song?
Yeah, loud
and
clear.
But wait, you guys, how would you feel though?
I'm open for adoption, man.
No, if you found out that you are unable to like produce,
I'd adopt. Definitely, okay. I'd adopt.
Yo, that'd be emasculating, man.
Easy.
I'd probably.
No.
It would be emasculating.
How so?
Because it's like what's the thing, you know, that ego booster.
Pride.
Yeah.
Ego that.
Yeah, but it doesn't. Your sperm does not make you a man. You know, you ejaculate, you have good sex, you're good, but it's just that it's not.
Yes.
It doesn't have... it cannot finish the job. It's okay.
I feel like...
it sounds nice when you're like, hey, some boys, they're shy, boy. You know?
Yeah.
You are those guys that put other men in pressure. You are those guys. That's why men will not talk to you and not confide in you. But hey, he says I must keep.
As I'm achieved. I score. Asgore.
Yeah, you're saying?
Yeah. No, I was saying, I think it's slightly, you find some solace if you already have a kid that is yours.
Yes,
and
yes,
then,
yes, yes.
You know, the factory closes, the retrenchment, guys, hambani, you know.
You know, I think it's, lockdown.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Like, I'm at a point with my daughter, I'm happy, even if I never have any other kids, I'm very happy with her, right? But not being able to produce, from the start, hey, that's a bit more painful. And I
think
you don't
feel like you need a son.
No, I definitely do. Okay. But I'm saying if it happens, that it never happens, for example, for some odd reason, I'd still be fine, right? And even if, let's say, now I can't produce anymore, I'd be very fine with that. I'd adopt a son. Oh. Even if it's not my blood, it's still my son. Yeah. Dude, a kid, when you adopt them at 5 months, they'll never know these things, you know? Mm. So I'd be very happy.
So you'd never tell
that.
Him growing up one day, like, listen, by the way, I adopted you. Or it would be a family secret. Are you one of those that will keep it?
No, I'll tell him. I'll tell him. But I'll tell him when he's old enough to realize that, I mean, I'm his dad.
And what if he tells you that, but I want to go look for my family?
They always do that. They always do that.
And you're like, damn, man.
They always do that, hey? Yeah. Then it's fine, man. He's a man, you know, so he must do his thing.
What's it like having a daughter, bro?
Because
my woman always tells me that, because obviously I love my son, but she's like, if I had a daughter, it's even worse. Like the daughter and father relationship.
It's huge. It's great, bro. I mean, it's the only thing I know, so I can't really compare it to having a son. But it's beautiful. I think all kids, though, they grow you, you know what I mean? And I think it's regardless of what gender they are, it brings out the father in you, you know, the softness in you. And the gender, I think she's turning 3, so I think it hasn't got to that point where I can say with daughters it's like this again, because I think babies are all babies.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I don't want a daughter, they're gonna rock, eh?
That's what we all say before having daughters. That's what we all say before. That's what we all think about before having daughters. But once your daughter is here, it's not even in your head.
Yeah.
And you do realize that it's gonna happen, and it's human. I mean, someone had to be rocked for you to be here. Right?
Your mom.
Nah, guys.
Hey, I didn't want to say it.
She vetoed or whatever it's called.
Oh, it's only go on a plane. She got you from the plane.
Jesus.
You arrived from the aeroplane.
Okay, Jesus.
You know, it's part of life, bro. It's part of life.
All right, cool. Here we go.
The Holy Spirit.
Did you guys ever catch your parents having clop clop?
No. Thank God. I see that once I knew what sex is and I knew as like my parents, I was just like, oh Lord, no, I never want to see that.
I've never seen it. But I think I was traumatized more because I remember it was random. I'm one of those kids. My mom had to like shout, you know, at me from afar to come and eat. Right. So that day I was hungry. And I just came to eat. Right. So I see the boyfriend's car. It's a Camry parked outside. I'm a kid, you know. I knock. Mom in opening. I knock. Mom comes through. Night dress at 3 p.m. I'm like, okay, whatever. She's sleeping, right? And then they didn't close the door and the dude was in the bathroom, but now there are the pants. Boom. I'm like, whoa.
She was
and the guy's
sucking.
Name was, I was angry, and the guy's name was Keza. I even almost stopped supporting cheese. You know, I was angry, man. Yo, the anger. Like rocking my mom. Bastard. Angry, bro. Like, the anger I had, man. And I couldn't tell my mom, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it wasn't that kind of household. No way. My mom was a super strict mom, you know? So, yeah, thank goodness, you know, they had locked the kitchen door. So I didn't just open the door. But yeah, man.
Oh, that's crazy. Man. All right, cool. Let's go to the next voice note.
Here are the questions. For the sake of the podcast, answer them. Saul. What, John? Answer us for the sake of the podcast. And another one. Why is this Voltaire puns and word play? Because Nick, you. Good.
What? What's he saying?
Mac G. This one is for you.
I heard everything he said.
When are we getting the story of Grandeur? Tell us. Tell us the story of Grandeur. Today, just tell us the story of Grandeur. And then a simple one for Madam Speaker.
Madam Speaker.
The Ghost Lady.
Ghost Lady.
How many languages can you speak? I'm just curious, G.
Okay, how many languages can
just
you speak?
Just curious. Niako namba chivenda. Kana anikoni.
Inda. Dando. I will start with Ghost Lady. How many languages can you speak, Ghost Lady? That's the question.
Fluently, I'd just say, let me say Zulu and English. And then I hear and speak a little bit of, I hear Tswana Sotho very well, but I speak it not too great, but I try.
Venda? You just know Henda?
Yeah, I know Henda.
Ah.
You know, ah. Like, you've got the morning greeting, midday greeting, afternoon greeting. Ah, you know your greetings. Yeah.
And you saw, what was this, your question for you?
My question, the first one was, you said I'm good with puns. Where is the vault? I don't think that needs answering. I mean, can't answer.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yes, the second question was, yeah,
where's the vault?
Yeah,
where's
the vault? Where do you keep them?
No, yeah.
Oh, and then about grandeur. No, grandeur is still a legal matter right now, so I can't talk about it.
Legal matter?
Mm.
How?
Then I'll be talking about it.
There's a legal, there's a dispute,
there's a dispute
between you and someone else over the name.
No, it's crazy, dog. It's crazy, crazy story, but I'll tell you one day.
For real?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. One day you'll get the full story.
Mm. Oh, there's a partner. There's, oh, I see. I see. Ah, snap. Okay, whatever.
But it will blow your mind with some crazy shit, man.
For real.
Okay. It's a Netflix type of special type vibe shit.
Yeah.
Is crazy this pre-White Bottle?
Yeah, issues? Yeah. Okay. That's the whole story, man.
Okay, okay.
But anyway.
Okay.
White Bottle?
Grant, you used to come in a black bottle before.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyway, let's go to the next voice note.
Oh.
Yo, podcasting show crew.
Yenda.
Yo,
I've got a question for Saul.
Saul.
Is he still into making music? Especially more on the house tip. Because I recall when we were going through that tribal house kind of vibe in SA. Saul Penduka released the song called Uhuru.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, that was my jam for days.
Oh, wow, man.
Still is, even to this day.
Wow.
So I just wanted to know, is he still on that music making tip or what's up?
Yeah,
dog. Am I still making music? I haven't stopped. I did stop, but I will make music again. So it's not, at the moment, I'm not actively producing any music, but I will be back. Yeah.
I remember the first time.
I love
time,
music, man. I love making music.
First time I heard Uhuri, weird. Why, bro?
Yeah.
You were producing like...
It was Mount Zion, the first song.
Oh, was that the one you played for me?
The first one, yeah. I think it must have been the first one I played for you.
Yeah.
And then came Uhuru, yeah.
Yeah, Uhuru was fire, dog.
Uhuru was fire.
You even know Uhuru?
I know Uhuru.
For real?
Yes.
Oh, man, thank you.
Because then it like clicked to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, you are so soul.
So you birthed these Afrotech motherfuckers.
Nah, come on. I wouldn't say that. I'm not going to note things and say, I started Afrotech. No, I didn't start anything. Because, I mean, already Tulo was huge. Exactly. There was Tulo, the song, Black Coffee was also making those kind of vibes. And there were all sorts of other guys underground, you know what I mean, who were making tribal. So I just hopped onto it. I think, though, I made I wasn't the first one, but I made the... The Uhuru beat, you know, that kind of, I popularized it a bit because I dropped Uhuru. Okay, there was a song that I picked up, which was a Morat Dere's song in the heavy quarters. It's called Roho Yangu. I picked that up. I was like, this is dope. Let me make it, right? And then that, my song blew up. And then there was another song, Ikate Miawa, by King Paya, which is with a similar... Remember that song?
Then
there was that. Then Mosquito came through with one. Then by then it was like the in thing, right? The drum, you know.
Yeah.
So I think I was one of the people who spearheaded that particular sub genre within a tribal.
Sure, Elon
but
Musk.
I wasn't alone. I mentioned all the names.
Ooh.
No, I mentioned all the names. Hey, I mentioned all the names. So yeah,
but who are you vibing with now? Who are you vibing with, producer wise?
Oh, man. You, bro, I'm vibing with Punk, Bedzi. The guy is good. Kula will always be good. What are the Lemon and Herb?
Fuck.
I'm also vibing with Lemon and Herb, Kususa, and also San L. San L is just on another. And to see his growth. Because he was starting off as a producer there by Demo's record label. He was the in-house producer.
And he wasn't producing this stuff.
No. He wasn't producing this stuff back then, right? And I don't know how he came into this. And
the thing with San L, his songs all sound the same. But fuck, man.
Yeah.
Signature.
They grab you, bro.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's got that atmospheric,
it
that's
takes
big
you on
sound.
A journey.
It's a big yeah.
I wish
yeah.
I could make music yeah. like that. Oh, yeah. good.
I was listening to his album.
He's a beautiful, beautiful.
I thought you were
going to
mention Cairo.
Ooh, Cairo. Oh, sorry, Cairo. Yo, that guy is a beast.
Yeah.
Cairo is a monster. I love Cairo, man. I fucks with Cairo big time.
My favorite song from last year was that song with Dafro and Aaron Maniello, I think. Do you know it?
No. You must listen. I don't know it, but I love Cairo, man.
What's the name of the song?
Ish, let me check the name of the song. Fucking love
Cairo
that
is a
song.
Beast, dude.
Dafro. Dafro and Maniello. Yes.
I feel like he doesn't get enough credit, though. I mean, he's huge. Everybody knows. But I feel like he should
called
be
London.
A superstar.
London, yeah.
L-A-D-O-N. Isn't that London?
Yeah, it's dope, man.
Is it?
L-O-N-T-O-N.
I used to play it. Remember
London.
When we went to Limpopo?
Yeah.
And we were playing our favorite songs. It's the one I played.
You played that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll listen to it.
Let me try play it.
Ah, oh, he's a beast. Also
listen.
Makes big sound.
Listen.
I know the strings.
Yeah, I report to the strings.
Ah, that is good.
Yeah, this is my yellow enough.
Okay. Oh, it's on Cairo. Oh, okay. But Cairo is amazing, though.
Ah, so music-wise, we're in good hands.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Here we go. Next one.
Oh, no, so look, I'm going to go about this one, and then I'll say the comedian.
Hey, why are you whispering, dog? Why are you whispering? What is this? Did he say?
What did he say?
Oh, no, so look, I'm going to go about this one, and then I'll say the comedian.
Hold on, sorry. How Khona Joang who about this and then
come listen to this,
ghost
lady. Listen to this. Hold on.
No, manna. What is all about?
Pass it, sir.
Okay, here we go. Can you reach?
Maybe you can hear this. What's he saying?
Hold on, so look, I'm going to go about this one, and then I'll say the comedian. Hola, so look, I'm going to go about this one, and then I'll say the comedian.
Then wasabi comedian. Hola, so look, I'm going to go about this, whatever, then wasabi comedian. Doesn't, I think he's trying to ask.
How are you this funny? And then, are you not a comedian?
Oh, Ghost, you're the one. Yeah. Decryptor of encoded
you
messages.
You see why we need you? And Saul was already squinting his eyes like he can see what this guy saying.
I, this guy, you must have a disclaimer. This message has got end-to-end encryption. This voice note has got end-to-end encryption.
Saul wanted to clean his glasses to hear him properly.
Among those people, like, who turn down the volume, you know, when someone is giving me directions. You know? I don't know, man. Comedy. I feel like comedy is a whole different craft.
Mm.
You can't just say, you're a funny guy in conversation or on the podcast or on radio. Be a comedian. I think it's a totally different craft. You need to, like, you know, respect it. And if I do go into it, I'm not saying I won't go into it.
Cheers.
I need to respect it and just take my time and hone my craft, right? But I think it's something I can explore. I think. Yeah.
So we're gonna...
And also another thing is you'll never get proper feedback from like proper comedians because a lot of the guys, I don't know if there's competition or what, but someone will be like, nah, don't do comedy. Nah, you know what I mean? So you just need to just do it. If you fail, you fail.
Yeah.
You know, but don't listen to someone who's already in whatever field you want to go into because people don't have your
in
back
person,
out
you
there.
Must have a desire. First
another
and foremost,
thing, thank
if you.
If
you desire sitting like there, you sit, you get up
yes,
on stage.
Yes, I do have actually have a desire.
Oh,
I'd
you
love
do?
It. I'd
then
love
sweet.
It. I'd
yeah,
love
then
it.
You
yeah.
should try it.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah.
It's like a guy's doing Bitcoin. No, don't do Bitcoin. Stay away from it. No.
And
those guys are in your inbox on fucking Instagram. What do you mean? using someone else's pics.
Exactly.
They want to recruit you, those guys.
Hey, cool. Thanks for your note.
Hey, ghost lady, how much has your house increased by value ever since it was featured on the podcast?
Ghost lady, how much has your house increased in value ever since it was featured on the podcast?
Oh, wow.
Wow, what a question.
No, wait, guys, you just see the pool. You don't know the full house. Wow.
I bet you got a beautiful house, man.
It is. Your house fucking is amazing.
Hell. Yeah, but amazing. I don't know.
How much is this house worth? Maybe 3-4 mil?
No.
Nah.
2 point something.
Two.
Definitely 2 point something.
When we bought the house, it was for about 1.4.
Wow. Wow.
But did you guys do work on it?
A lot of work.
That's why it should be. This is definitely 2 point something.
Yeah.
It's definitely 2 point
cool,
something.
Let me play the last voice note. Yeah. Can you hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
Inda, Barmin.
Inda.
So this one is for Saul.
Saul.
I feel like Saul is a great human and he has nice vibes. But yeah, I also feel like if he gets a better offer on the radio.
I see where he's
like
going.
Something that's better than the podcast, like money wise, financially, he'll like decide to leave and go for those opportunities. Like, so I just want to know if he's here to stay or it's just a ladder for him to go up.
So question is, Ghost Lady, is Saul here to stay or is this a letter for him to better things?
He says wow. He feels like if I get a really dope offer, I'll go.
Oh,
like, yeah, a dope offer financially, I'll leave. And yeah, he's just in his feelings. Man, if you're going to date a really hot girl. Right?
Yes, I like the way this is going.
Enjoy her. Enjoy her. Don't be this insecure person like as nyas if I'm gonna feel muntu Patrice Mutsipa Manjuzong yeah wena. You know?
Yeah.
Enjoy her, man. Enjoy her.
Yeah.
But I'm here to stay. I'm here to stay.
So the podcast is not a hot girl.
Huh?
So the podcast
I'm the hot girl, what do you mean? I'm the hot girl. That guy's being the boyfriend. There's a chiller, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm here to stay, man. I'm here to rock. And also another thing is I've been without a radio gig for how long? No one has bothered to call me. No one has bothered to say, inbox me, see my state of mind. You know what I mean? And say, hey, let's give him a shot. So I don't think anyone's going to come now.
What if Fresh says, boy, I need you back?
You'd be surprised.
Look at it. Oh! Kumbule Kaya.
Hey, man, I think it depends, bro, guys. I mean, fish.
So we're good until Fresh calls.
Brah. What if Trevor Noah says, MacGyver, I need you to do a segment on The Daily Show for me.
Move
and
to
stop
America.
And stop your podcast. Move to America.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, right. Bullshit. Earning dollars and everybody has their price, though. You know this by now. Everybody's got their price. You know.
No, I wouldn't do it because it's just a segment. I don't own that show. It's not my show.
Nah, but come on. And he's like, I'll give you $30,000 a month. And that's like 500K, half a million rands a month on the segment.
Hey.
Everybody has their price, man. Everybody's got their price.
Henda, chillers. I'm here to announce.
Hey, bye. Everybody's got their price. But, man, it won't happen that easily, though. I don't think it would happen that easily. It'll take some real convincing. And also,
and then you, Ghost Lady? Sorry. Finish up?
No. To finish off, and also, I now have the negotiating power.
Yeah.
Because it was better to... It's like football players. If someone is out of contract, you can get them for close to nothing. But if they're in a contract, they're at a place where they're happy, you need to take them out of that happiness.
Yeah.
Right? So they'll make crazy demands. And I'll make my demands. But I don't think it's that easy. I wouldn't just leave for any gig.
And you, Ghost Lady? If Popcast comes and says we need a Ghost Lady...
With their numbers, I'll say no.
Why would I demote myself? No, but come on, you can't leave a podcast for another podcast.
Not even.
Really.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
You can't leave podcast for podcast. That's the
point.
Ooh. But anyway, that's enough with voice notes. Yeah, what else has been happening, man? Fuck, I haven't been on the socials.
Yeah, man. Simpio Tana just got engaged.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, she's in a relationship with her.
So they officially made it.
Yes, her and it's Pumeza Machigiza, I think. Mm. Yeah, they announced they were dating a few months ago.
Yeah.
So now they're going to get married.
Fuck, that's dope, man.
Yeah, well done. Yeah. Well done, well done. I hear for the honeymoon, they're going to the island of Lesbos. It's a real island. Yeah, I'm not making it up.
It's a location.
For real.
It's a Greek island. It's a Greek island on the coast of Turkey.
Yeah.
You kidding?
Lesbos. Hey, island Lesbos. Of Lesbos. Lesbos.
Mm. I thought that's one joke you took from your vault.
No. Nah, it's a proper island, B.
Yeah.
Let me see this island.
Yeah, Google. Lesbos.
Mm. Island of Lesbos.
Yeah. Depends on your search history. Must show Pornhub. Must show some Pornhub stuff on him. But island of Lesbos.
In Greece.
Yeah. Yes, it's an island, bro. Lesbos.
Yeah, shit, it is.
Yeah.
Mm.
You learn new things every day.
Fuck yeah.
On the podcast and chill.
Ah, looks dope, man.
Yeah, it's beautiful. That's why I think we must go there. Mm. Island of Lesbos.
Mm.
Shit. Did you guys see the WhatsApp thing? Are you guys going to stay on WhatsApp?
Dude, I accepted terms and conditions without reading.
I accepted already.
Without reading.
I accepted already.
Taki.
No, so I just wanted to send a text. I'm like, yes.
But we're going to that world. Oh, we're going
so
to that
you guys
world.
On the new WhatsApp?
I guess so.
Yeah. But they said they're going to start rolling that thing out soon. It hasn't started, that sharing of info between Facebook and WhatsApp.
Yeah, it's going to start in February, though.
Yes.
So it's just now we're being, like, you need to accept because this is going to happen. So otherwise, if you don't accept, we are kish, you know?
Yeah, by April, I think, ne? Or
yeah,
Feb.
But the problem is they gave Mark Zuckerberg all that power, you know? Why did they sell WhatsApp to him?
Yeah,
why did they sell Instagram to him? And there's another one that he owns, right? Because now it's going to get to this where...
Thank God I don't have Facebook. Because then how are they... Isn't it better if you don't have Facebook? Because then they can't...
Yes, then... Yeah, but it's been happening, guys. I think Google does a similar thing with Facebook.
YouTube.
I mean, with YouTube as well. I mean,
With YouTube, no? The reason why we can get a video with like 400,000 views but only have 100,000 subscribers is because you need a Gmail account.
Mm-hmm.
To be a subscriber.
Yes.
So if you don't have a Gmail account, then you can't subscribe to the channel.
Yes. Yeah.
So not everybody that watches has a Gmail account, but that's how they get you to have
A Gmail account.
Mm. And already, like right now, you just searched Lesbos. You might now find adverts on great
Lesbos.
Holiday
great destinations.
Two Lesbos, one cow.
Yeah.
Right?
Type of vibe.
Yeah, you, like on Facebook, you may find now just holiday packages for
the
island of
Lesbos.
Oh,
they've been doing that. Yeah,
exactly. So I don't know why people are like, oh, what's up? We're going to share information and Facebook. But they've been doing that. Google has been sharing what you're Googling with companies like Facebook in order for you now, for them to sell you whatever packages.
But explain, what's the new update? Because I haven't gotten that message yet. What's the new update? What are they going to change?
So basically, it's just sharing of information. It'll almost like work as one.
Okay.
That's how it's all information can, your information will be retrieved from Facebook and your WhatsApp and it'll be out there, we'll use it.
You know what?
Okay.
So you'll start getting things like on Facebook. This WhatsApp contact is on Facebook and you're not friends with them.
Yeah.
Oh.
You see, and already they do that on
business,
Instagram.
Like, I think even business contacts that you have. So I think they'll link it because they'll find that, oh, it's this company. Then somehow you'll get information about the company coming, like it'll pop out on your Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, because his whole thing is WhatsApp's not making money for him. So they're trying to push advertising on WhatsApp.
And that's another angle that they're going to be pursuing, the advertising.
It's the advertising.
Thing.
At this point, I'm just going to say this, man. I'm tired of all these social apps. I can't keep up, man.
Apparently, there's Telegram now that people want to move to.
Yeah, a lot of people are moving to Telegram.
Yeah. How is it?
Does I don't know. No, I've never tried it.
I have, but people are on it, but no one is really using Telegram. Generally, people use it for like broadcast messages and groups where it's a group, but one person is sending out messages, for example, you know. But I haven't seen people who use it to communicate with other individuals.
Like the podcast group, a lot of people were saying it should be in Telegram.
Yes.
Oh.
But where are the South African chatting apps? Where, guys?
WhatsApp.
We had Mixit. Call it whatever. We need it.
Yeah.
What, I mean, we're on the right path with Mix It. And then what happened? What happened?
Mix It? Oh, Mix It was local, ne?
Mix It was local, bro. Oh, started by a local dude, white guy, I think from Stellenbosch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then Alan Not Craig's son bought it and he messed it up. That was the CEO of Vodacom. His son bought it and messed it up.
Oh, man.
And then it just disappeared into oblivion.
Literally. So we really need these kids.
Yeah, it's just like a rich kid. Mm. I remember seeing an interview by him saying iPhone is the future, Android has no future. I was like, look at this guy. You know what I mean? And Android is huge.
I can anyway. Just see Ziggy making Grandeur Black Bottle, you know, this fucking guy. I'll be rolling in my grave.
Nah, but we need our own chatting.
Yeah, man, we do. And I think we can have... there's probably some out there that we don't know of.
Yeah, and they're trying to, you know, come on, we do. Yeah. Instead of Mark Zuckerberg grabbing us by the balls, we're just saying yes now because think about it.
If someone, they must let us know.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Listen, actually, if you're watching this and we know a local WhatsApp chatting, whatever, please let us know in the comments or tweet us, whatever. Let's start using that.
Let's
why
push
not?
That. Let's start using that, guys. Yeah. Why not?
As a podcast, we know that we push something that is of our own.
Yeah, man. Because, you know, this Mark Zuckerberg, WhatsApp says, can we have permission to your microphone before you're sending your first voice note? Yes. And you don't know how many times they are listening to you. I remember I once found, I'll try find it again on my old phone. A folder and there were these audio files and I played them and it was like random me just chilling with friends or
I thought you were going to talk about the other folder.
No. It was like some app was recording, was taking audio from my mic without my permission.
That's fucking
right?
Crazy.
Because I said allow. Because I allowed it.
Yeah.
Right? So I think we should push our own things, man, that we can trust.
But that's why I prefer Elon Musk as opposed to Mark Zuckerberg. Like, Zuckerberg has no Ubuntu at all, man. That guy just, he's a capitalist. Just sees money. But Elon Musk, he's got like Ubuntu nyana. You can tell he's from SA, man.
Yeah, it's like Mark Shuttleworth.
He doesn't make it obvious that he's just trying to make money.
But he's number one right now.
Yeah, he is, but...
I don't think Mark... Elon Musk got to number one by just being totally trying, super capitalist, trying to make money. I think it just solves problems and then you're making a ton of money.
Do you get what
he doesn't care for the money.
Yes.
It doesn't seem like he cares for the money.
Yeah.
I mean, he gave Pretoria High $1 million so that they keep his name out of their mouth.
Wow.
You know that?
Wow.
For real?
So he went to Pretoria High.
When was this?
When was... In South Africa. He's born and bred here, remember?
Yeah. No. When did he give them the million? Is this recent?
No. I think at some point they were building a stadium and they went to the billionaire and be like, could we please have a donation?
Yeah.
We're building this new stadium for the school. And, you know, you're a former pupil here.
So they went to Elon?
Yeah. Well, they emailed him or something.
Okay.
And Elon was like, okay, no problem. Here is $1 million. Keep my name out of your mouth. Why? Because he got bullied a lot.
Yes.
I mean, when you watch his interviews, you can see he's a soft guy. He's not like I used to play sports, you know, a crazy guy. No, very soft.
Almost like
nerd,
embrace me now,
bookworm.
Protect me.
So he got bullied a lot. And it was a traumatic experience for him that time at that school. And
but maybe
obviously
that's what
he reported it. Hold on. And the school didn't do anything to shield him. That's how he feels.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, here's your money. Don't reach me. Don't call me. Don't promote that I was at your school.
But don't you think that's what shaped him? Because now he got bullied so much, he wants to fly out of space.
Yes, guys.
Like he hates people.
He's running. He's running.
Like, I want to be with aliens. Oh, wow. But you can't judge someone's pain, man. But now what?
I hear you, man. Look, it's him who maybe if he's always wanted to escape from something. Yes, he's turned the negative to a positive, but we can't now be happy for the positive. It's like the same whole thing about Helen Zille saying, without apartheid or colonialism, we're not going to have this infrastructure that we have right now.
No.
It doesn't make it right that it happened. Do you get me? Because all of this shit was just so that the gold and all minerals could be shipped out of the country.
Yeah.
The fact that we benefit from it does not make it a good thing that it happened. So I think it's that kind of thing.
Shit. But were you guys as happy for him to be the richest man? as everybody was.
Oh, of course, bro. Him being born here, I mean, definitely, bro. I mean, yeah, it's not like I gain anything from it, you know? No downyana, but it's fine, right? I'm still happy. It's an African, it's possible. It shows kids and us that it's possible. It's possible. Can be done, man. So
imagine
definitely.
If we've got a black person out there being the richest person. So like black child, it's possible.
Yeah,
speaking of hope. For now, it's just South Africans. It's possible. Mm. So, yeah.
But what I like about him is like, he's very innovative, man. I like that.
Very.
Yeah, dude, creative guy.
Because that Jeff Bezos guy, he's got a website.
Yeah.
Essentially, that sells everything.
Amazon. Yeah,
that's cool.
Like, come on, dude. Yeah.
And you know where he started, Elon Musk? With PayPal.
PayPal.
It was his first, like, few, And he used to be broke at some point because all the money he was making was just throwing it into PayPal and other businesses. But his first one that really...
PayPal was his, or he was just working there?
He was with like two guys. No, man, he started with two other guys or three other guys. Yeah, it's his baby. He started it and then they sold it. You know these things, you sell them for like 100 million US dollars.
Yeah,
he started it.
Shit, man, speaking about money, did you guys know Devin Kogo is living soft, eh?
Hey, Devin Kogo!
Soft life!
I didn't know, bro. Hey, wow. She's Jeff Khatebe's daughter. Yeah. And the thing is, up until they tell you, you see it because there is a
resemblance.
There definitely is a only then you're like, ah, Jeff Khatebe, of course.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, man. And now people on some, hey, Gandhi all along was. I don't get people. If you want to support someone, support them because they are good. Mm. It's like with that whole Shimza. Remember Shimza and that Siga Wamirupa?
Yes.
People were supporting him, right? Because they thought he's a poor boy. When they realized he's got a Viano and two other Mercs, they're like, every sack has been a mom.
Yeah.
Right? What's up with that?
What's up
is
with that?
Is Devin Gogo not a good DJ?
Yes.
Hasn't she paid her dues?
Yep.
Has she not been hassling?
All I want your kisses.
Mm. Exactly. So why is it that now we discover she's Jeff Khatebe's daughter, people are feeling like, ah, God, she's a trust fund baby.
Now, I like that because I only knew about her via the music.
Yeah.
Mm. That's the first introduction I got of Devin Gogo.
Yeah.
Mm, I didn't know her.
Yeah, I saw someone who tweeted that who lives in Bryanston, or they've known her since she was a kid, and they were like, they've always seen that she's the black sheep of the family. So even the family doesn't, you know, so it's not like whatever she's achieved now, it's through the help of the family. It wasn't through the help of the family.
Sweet.
Yes, she's a rich kid. Yes, she could buy the best CDJs at a young age and whatnot, but that's about it. Everything else, she's paid her dues and she's hustled.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not take that away from her.
And you know, she's in the ANC and she's watching.
She's eating tenders.
Then
exactly.
You're like, ah, this is obvious.
Yeah.
But this girl is just literally, she's a good DJ. She's there on the decks.
What if promoters are booking her because they think they're gonna get a tender?
You see,
if let's say that is true, right? Then she is benefiting, but it's not her pushing
the agenda.
Yeah. And guys, come on, remember what I said. When you are rich, your kids have options and things are easier for them. At times, it's not because they are using that wealth. It's just because people want something from them and they're opening doors.
Yo, can we never record this early, man? Fuck, I'm...
Are you burning?
I'm burning.
I'm different vendor.
You I think I'm a
from
vendor.
Yes, I rock. Yes, fucking
didn't
up.
You go to the stadium to watch Little Tatuva at 2 p.m.? What's wrong with you?
Yo, aren't you feeling it, dog?
I am, but I'm having fun recording, though.
Yo,
so, yeah,
bro.
I'm feeling it, though.
But anyway, have you seen Durban Gogo?
I have.
Durban? Why is she called Durban Gogo?
Yeah.
She's not even from Durban, actually.
Let me call her.
Oh, you've got her numbers.
Yeah,
oh, great. Durban Gogo.
Durban Gogo.
Yeah, like, I remember first time seeing that name. I was like, that's strange. Okay, she must
even
be
my phone
Durban.
Is saying unplugged charger. That's how hot it is. Fuck, this phone's blazing.
Devin Gogo, man.
Oh, shit. I've got a number on Instagram. I have to go to Instagram, man.
It's cool. We've got time.
Yeah.
I think as black people, we need to get over the thing of like, when we find out people've got money and we end up just...
What's up? That thing.
Yeah.
That like, thing is absolute
we need to just let
witchcraft.
It go. If what you need to observe, their talents, if the person
Thank
can
you.
Do and it's like, they are doing it well, who cares that they come from money?
And are you supporting me because I'm good at what I do?
Or
are you supporting
me
because you feel like I need the money?
I just want to find out why she's called.
I remember saying the same thing when I was on Big Brother.
Look at this temperature. Wait until the phone cools down. It's that hot.
You make him wow. Choosy. Shame, man.
We'll call it towards the end there.
Yeah.
It's too hot. I want...
Sure.
My body was about to... Give me a warning sign as well.
Nah, it's not gonna cool down any. Like, just leave it there. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Like,
oh, give me mesh. Give me your phone. Let me use it. Do you have airtime?
Who's got airtime there?
Hey, I've got airtime, man. Ah,
yeah.
Let's why you that. Ask Mesh when I'm here? Yeah. what's the number?
Now the screen's
Jesus, Notice has inboxed me on Facebook. What's Notice saying? And I just spoke about him. Or the person who said David Ngogo was a black sheep of the family was Nota. I was just avoiding mentioning Nota.
Oh.
I mentioned too much Nota.
Yeah, zero? We do every week.
Yeah, zero?
No, my phone's not working. I left Twitter until it cools down. Oh, so I can't okay. even see the number.
Oh, okay. No yeah. problem.
But anyway, in closing, what did you guys think about your father, Donald Trump?
What a mess.
Oh, Donald Trump, dog. He's mess. Banned everywhere. Firstly, I mean, he knew what he was doing. So yeah. what happened was he had a rally. By the Capitol building, and he basically said inflammatory things
yeah.
that he did not say explicitly, let's go and invade the Capitol, but he was essentially suggesting that, you know, without actually saying it.
Yeah, let's
and
go fight for our freedom.
Yes, fight for our freedom.
And get our power back. What
we
does
will,
that mean?
We will not concede. Exactly. You know, because remember, he's still believes that he won the elections
yeah.
And he said the election was stolen, so we will take back what was stolen from us. We will do it. And then people got worked up and invaded the Capitol. So now they've been blocking him all over.
Mm-hmm.
He's blocked on Twitter, obviously, so that he can't.
Spot, yeah,
because yeah, people have died, bro.
Mm.
You know what I mean? People.
Then he tweeted and it was on another account.
Invasion.
the president's account.
Yeah.
Oh, the POTUS.
The POTUS.
The POTUS, yeah, the POTUS
account.
The POTUS. He tweeted from there.
Then he went to MySpace. Block.
Block. Instagram. Block. He's blocked. Even on Pinterest, is blocked.
For real.
Imagine he's blocked.
Who fuck is blocked on Pinterest?
He's
dog.
Blocked on Pinterest. On Reddit, he's blocked. I assume he had a subreddit there. He's blocked. I just hope he's not blocked on Pornhub. Can the guy at least enjoy porn? You know, can he watch Tiana Trump? There's a porn star called Tiana Trump.
Hey, you know all of them, boy.
Yeah. Dude, Donald Trump shagged one at some point. And in,
I heard about that.
Yeah, and in 2018, he tried to pay her not to speak, and she spoke, which I think that's...
Where's Melania from? Ukraine?
No.
Yeah. Russia? Or is she...
Yeah, she's definitely
American.
From
No. She's
yeah, somewhere there. Ukraine, yeah. somewhere there.
I'm sure Donald Trump's she likes the
you see, it's that fetish, ne?
But that nigga smart, let me buy Miss World.
Yeah.
That's where he's hunting ground.
Exactly.
So he's blocked everywhere, thank goodness. But the guy's messing up his own benefits, man, because now what they are pushing for is this, I think it's the 25th Amendment, if I'm not sure.
Impeachment.
Impeachment.
Yeah. And yeah. And,
which is Obia Kane.
And the also, if he gets removed, he loses some benefits. Because apparently the president gets $1 million dollars yeah. travel allowance.
You think he gives a fuck
right?
about that?
Come on, dog. And a 200K a month, I think, pension.
He doesn't care about that, man. Remember, I
and
told
your
you.
Legacy, bro. I mean, you were the president. Now you want to be the president that got yanked out of office by force. Mm.
But remember, I told you guys, I don't know if you were part of the show,
mm-hmm.
but I said he's not going to go lying down. Because as soon as he steps out of office, these fuckers are coming for him. They want to see him in prison. So they're going to use almost like they might use the Jeffrey Epstein thing to take him down. And he knows they're coming for him.
Yeah.
So by all means, he needs to stay in power. Otherwise, he's going to jail.
It's his only card, I
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
But still,
but
even
now,
if he...
No, he surrendered. He said, okay, it's fine. He will not even be there because he's accepted defeat. That, okay, the... Who's this guy now? Biden is going to be inaugurated to be president and whatever, whatever. Yeah.
Nah, man.
Have you seen Biden? He looks like a walking corpse, man. Ah, yo, Biden.
Dude, and the thing is...
I just think it's just for... Like, let's just have someone else other than Trump. So... Harris will take over if Biden...
I don't get the point of ascending to the presidency at that age because you're so old and that job literally ages people. It ages people.
Even Trump, bro.
Trump, Bill Clinton, those guys.
Barack.
Bush.
Did you say Barack when he finished?
Bush. Oh. Barack, dude. Like, you'll finish now.
Oh.
I don't think I want a job like that in my 70s. I remember
Cyril
when that guy...
crying now.
Hey.
It's Cyril. And that's just South Africa. Imagine the US.
All right, I got the number now.
Oh, cool.
Cool, let's give it a call.
Durban,
go. I just want to find out why she's called Durban Gogo.
Durban, yeah, man. Like, what's up?
Cool. Give me the phone. Let me dial that.
Oh, you don't have airtime. It's cool. Don't worry.
Yeah, but this is the worst time to be a president, eh? 072?
072?
828?
Okay, you can't call out the number out, and obviously. Then, you can't call it out.
And then 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Which one? Telkom?
Or? Telkom One.
Telkom One,
yeah.
All right, cool.
You have a dual SIM.
Yeah, I've got a dual SIM. Two lives, I'm fine.
Where's the thing? Oh.
So the thing there, yeah.
It's ringing. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Devin Coco, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm thanks, and you?
Good, man. It's Meg G here. You're live on my podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Devin, my goodness. Go.
Because, well, hi.
Yeah, but go.
On a Sunday.
No, I wanted to find out, why do you call yourself Devin Coco? Are you from Durban?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Manje Unota, this is Saul. Nota said, I mean, he's from Bryanston. He knew you when you were kids. Nota, you know Nota?
Yes, I know Nota.
Yeah, from Bryanston. So, are you from Joburg and Durban?
No, I'm from Durban and Pretoria.
Oh, okay.
No, we're just saying on the show, we don't like the fact that everybody's saying you're a trust fund baby, blah, blah, blah. You've got your
trust fund.
Yeah.
Come on.
And I'm like, dude, you fucking good at what you do, bro. I didn't know. Your dad was like, you were living soft. I just knew you were a DJ.
Why should I be living soft? Because my dad is.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Do you get that a lot, though?
If I was, you think I'd be DJing?
Yeah, exactly. There
you
go.
You would be. It's your passion. It's what you love. But you can't tell us that you struggle.
So I would have started a long, long time ago.
But you can't tell us that you grew up struggling, no? Come on.
No,
you grew up soft.
Definitely not. But I don't live. Never lived with my dad at any point of my life.
Oh,
has he ever seen you DJ?
Since I was a baby.
Have you ever seen? Has he seen you DJ before?
Yeah, he came. I was playing at Mall of Africa on Heritage Day.
Oh, and what did he think?
I mean, he enjoys it, I guess. But he's old; like, he doesn't get it.
But I fucking love what you're doing, dude. You're fucking killing it, dude.
Thank you.
I follow you and I'm like, yo, how is she getting so many gigs?
They want tenders.
What I do.
Have you ever felt like people try to get close to you thinking they can get to your dad through you, maybe for whatever business interests?
I mean, my whole life.
This thing is a gift and a curse, isn't it?
I mean, that's why I do my own thing. Hey, like, I do my own thing. They are their own people. If people think that they can get to him through me, then they are really sadly mistaken.
So why Coco? We understand why Durban. Why Coco,
yeah,
though?
I don't know as well.
Top of that.
There's a video on my YouTube that actually explains the name. It actually has nothing to do with Durban at all.
So what did you say? I missed that. What did you say?
There's a video.
You must go on my YouTube. There's the first video on my YouTube page explains the name.
Yeah, but no, but I get where you come from. I'd rather cry in a Bentley, you know?
Yeah?
I'd rather cry in a Bentley. So
we've never had a Bentley ever.
I don't lie, Devin.
There's a Rolls Royce, not a Bentley.
But anyway, we love you long time, man. What's your YouTube channel? Where can we check that out?
At DBNGOGO everywhere. On my YouTube, Twitter, Insta, everywhere. The same.
And so now that the gigs are not allowed, what do you do to survive now?
What do I do to survive? I've been saving, so I'm chilling.
All right, Devin Coco.
There's definitely still things coming in.
All right, no, all the best, ne?
Thank you so much.
Cheers, man.
Ciao.
There's a celebrity interview.
Yeah. Done, the first one of the year.
Yeah, there the first goes. One of the year.
And we did
done.
It together.
No, I'm saying they must interview her. Call her an interview. No, you know who we should interview though?
Yeah.
I don't know if she qualifies though. She recently joined Movango.
Which one is that one? Which one is that one?
You don't know. That's Tebogo Thobejane, bro. She used to be besties with Faith Ngetsi. Google her. She just joined Thobejane.
Thobejane Movango. There we go.
Oh,
she's a very beautiful.
There we go.
Goodness. Oh,
very good. Oh my goodness.
I don't think this will have nothing to do.
Wow.
Ah, she's incredible, bro. She just so she.
How are you so incredible? How is she incredible?
Ah, she's incredible, man. Mm. Ah, follow her on Instagram. She's just joined Mubango. Teach me some vendor.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. She used to be friends, though, besties with Faith and Gatesy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Remember when Faith was accused of selling of being, running a prostitution ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Faith, Tebogo also was part and parcel of those accusations.
So she's going straight now.
Yes, and that's why I feel like I have to mention that she's gone straight. I don't know if they really were doing those kind of funny things, but yeah, man. Feline Management is the company that they had, modeling agency. Mm. And interesting, they were accused of selling pussy. And then they would have named the company Feline Management. We see you, girls. We see you. But yeah, man, amazing person. First time I ever saw her in person was at Summit Strip Club.
Oh, for real?
Oh.
Yeah, for real.
Damn.
They had been booked. No, she wasn't selling anything.
Yeah.
She was booked with Faith there.
To do what?
2 years ago.
Oh, like an host, appearance.
An appearance, to host and then appearance.
Mm.
Full to the rafters. I couldn't survive. I just left, man. You know? Yeah, but yeah, shout out to her, man. And also, she's got a qualification in film.
Oh, wow.
In film.
You seem to know a lot about her, bro.
Oh, bro. Can you see that person? Of course I know a lot about her. She's a single mom, deadbeat father. She's mentioned these things on her Insta stories.
Mm. So, and you are here to save the day.
Oh. No.
Salt to the rescue.
I can't afford trips to Dubai, fam. Can't, dude. Ain't saving nothing.
Mari, you can't do Lesbos.
Yeah, I'm the only man in Lesbos. Lesbos, less bros. That's what happens in Lesbos. Lesbos, less bros, yeah.
All right. If you remember, we're giving away a Superbets hamper. We've got our winner.
Oh, yeah?
Lisani Nerubalani. Congratulations, my brother.
Right?
Yes, yeah. So this was exclusive to members, and he walks away with a Superbets 500 Rand betting voucher, a t-shirt, a cap, a lighter, a cell phone clip, a lanyard, water bottle, and a stress ball.
Mm.
And also, don't forget, check the description below. You can use our Superbets affiliate code to subscribe and sign up to Superbets and start betting.
Okay.
Everyone except Saul.
Yeah.
You don't want Saul to get carried over.
Relapse.
Rest, boy. Rest.
Rest.
And yeah, that's about it. Podcast with Chill. This has been great, man.
Yeah.
Am I missing something?
Nothing.
It's been a great Monday.
Hey, Trevor Noah. We need to.
And well done on the house.
Yes.
Huge house now.
We need to DM.
Trevor Noah. Got a huge house.
So since he has a house.
Okay, Trevor Noah. What am I going to say today?
First, to congratulate him on the house, because you mustn't feel like you just want things from him
without
actually seeing his shine and his
love. Okay,
you know,
Tell him that you can even go and record there at the house.
Okay, cool.
Yes,
Dear Trevor, Mac G again.
I don't know if you saw my last text, but I understand your
piece. Don't know if you saw my last text.
With all the moving in you've been doing into
love
a new home.
The new house.
Mm.
Would be dope to record in it. Would be dope to record in the new house. Hit me up. Meh. Yeah. Or does that sound too?
No, it's fine. No, hit me up. Love, Mac G.
Yeah.
Love, Mac G.
Let's rock.
Say, I love you.
I love you.
Say I love you.
All right, cool. There you go.
I love you, bro.
I love you, sweet. Man.
Yeah. Sent. Now we wait.
Let's wait.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful house that he bought.
Yeah. Ooh, man.
Fuck. And he barely lives in it. Because, I mean, that's in LA and he's based in New York in a $10 million apartment. Imagine an apartment for, what's the dollar exchange rate now with the rand? Imagine 180 million rand, 140 million rand apartments.
Hey, you know, I regret the day when I saw him in the parking lot and I didn't go with him. I should have left with him.
Well, was he telling you to, like, did he offer you? did he offer to you?
You said, let's go.
Didn't he just say, I just quit? That's all he said.
You know, I'm sure he's got a cottage. I could have stayed in a 1 million rand cottage.
You could have stayed in the main house because he barely lives there.
Yeah.
Bro. You know what I mean? Like 6-5 bedrooms. I mean,
Evans ends up the same.
So who is he moving with? Who is he like moving with? Who's part of his crew? Like literally that he's working with in America? I know there was one.
Oh, it's that other guy was on
K something. What's his name?
He was on,
that guy.
The comedy show that everyone likes.
Kibuka. Kibuka.
Yes. They even have a podcast together.
Yes.
And who else? Is it just him?
I just took Kibuka. I don't know if
Loiso Madinga.
Madinga.
But he stays here. He just works.
Yeah, he's like a corresponds from here. Yeah. Or writes from here. Yes.
Okay.
And then Eugene Koza, didn't he go with Eugene?
You didn't.
And I used to love Eugene. Eugene's comedy was so good.
Eugene is brilliant.
Yeah.
See, I could have been the Kibuka.
How?
You know?
Sure.
How Kleggis.
How Kleggis. How Kleggis. But the Kibuka is debatable also, though.
We're trying to get Trevor on the show, bro. Love Kibuka.
With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.